Yes, for those of you who are listening to us, today on my podcast here, I've come with a series taking you back from year 2000. The reason why I'm doing this series is for the purpose. You can never know where you're going until you find out where you come from. So let us go back a little bit behind in time, back in time, and find out what happened in the year 2000. I'm going to break down this series for you to understand that from 2000 to the year 2020 we are in, it was all predestined that around 2019, 2020 is going to be a time of breaking out of certain limitations. It's very surprising to find out that whenever God is doing something, whenever God is about to do something that will initiate a revolution, dispensation of time, there is always God allowing Satan to proceed in a way that he tries to bring confusion. Notice, Yeshua is about to preach the kingdom of God. But then the scripture says unto us, then God, the Holy Spirit, commanded him to go in the wilderness to fast and pray and to be tempted. Why was he sent into temptation before he preaches the kingdom? Temptation is a platform of testing. For 40 years he was tested. So from the year 2000 until the year 2019, we are through a platform of testing, giving the rights to the people to expose themselves, to do whatever they feel they want to do, to the extent that there was an exchange of demons and spirit. Cultural exchanges started to be exchanged from one culture to another. Countries started to share demonic influences and demonic activities and cultural behaviors which are unclean in nature. Around 2000, the year 2000, we see a mixture of demonic influences coming from different cultures mixing up into one so that they may spread all over the earth to bring and to spread some kind of temptation and an evil way of living that defiles and makes everybody unclean. Why? So that when God finally comes to address humanity that you need to repent, they surely see that they need repentance. They need forgiveness of sins. Nobody can claim that I'm holy or, look, I'm holy than thou. Why? Because this movement that went before the declaration of holiness, it has disqualified many. Now, let me take my message in series. So I'm starting from 2000. I'm going all the way to 2000, around 2011. And then the continuation of the series, we continue from there. Now, year 2000, we start to see in Africa, countries started to mix up, uniting. Africa was so much disunited until this time they start to unite. But in the area where they are uniting is more based on witchcraft and desire of getting powers. So people from Uganda, people from Nigeria, people from South Africa, Africans, black in color, started to mix in different nations, especially those who are looking for power. So people started to look for success, prosperity. Musicians started to look for way to progress further. But then they first seek for power. There was an invitation of demonic powers and angelic forces that now started to convince most of the musicians who are doing things on the platform of media. Talk about the platform of news and politics. Talk about the platform of preaching. People in those dimensions started to seek for power from satanic forces. And so they went to places like, for example, people from Uganda, when they saw the limitations of their own demonic forces in Uganda, they went to seek for more powers, for example, like South Africa coming to Uganda and mixing up, Kenya coming to Uganda, you see Nigeria mixing up. So there was a mixture of demonic forces in Africa. Now, as we went further, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. Around 2004-05, they used something known as YouTube and Facebook started 2004, 2005. Now, let me just throw in something here that is very important to understand. Around 2001, there was a news that was literally commenced. There's an organization called Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is an American, kind of like a British organization that deals with the spreading of media in the Arab countries, those countries that in the region of Arab, so in Arab countries. Now, those countries, regions, they got their first website. The Arabic Al Jazeera website was brought forth or started or it was launched in 2001. They launched the Arab translated information that was spreading the Arab countries in Arabic on the internet in 2001. And you're going to find out why I brought in that. Yes. So let us go further. Now you understand that now media is starting to come. Facebook is coming, joining people together. YouTube is coming, joining people together so that they may spread their news, so that they may spread their interests, so that they may spread their desires. But now the question is, what type of people that are coming on this platform that looks like it's freely given to them to spread news or to spread media information in a social media kind of platform? What type of people? How do they think? How do they behave? What is their plans, their inner heartbeat beatings? Well, I took you further before 2001, 2000. Already there you see a mixture of demons and spirits. People coming together for the desire of becoming rich. So people are trying to achieve a status of career. Yeah, a status of success. But through their own power, they are going to diviners, witches, sorcerers, astrologers to achieve these goals. This is not only happening in Africa, but it's also happening in other European countries, including America. So many groups of people that are so demonized, doing witchcraft, calling themselves servants of Satan, started to pick up in their level of success during this time. And they started to inaugurate many between the time of 2000 and as we move to 2005, 2006. So when YouTube finally comes, guess what? It comes to promote that behavior that is driving the most negative energy that is driving the people. But successfully enough, you cannot just erase God from the hearts of the people just like that. So when YouTube started, a lot of people, you are putting their gospel teachings, gospel music. So YouTube was kind of like more dominated by Christian material stuff and other things that are positive than the negative. Again, Satan now, YouTube now, starts to focus on something. They start to switch and, because messages, the moment you put up messages and the more you watch messages, so the more on your YouTube feed, on your YouTube, wherever you are. So whenever somebody goes on YouTube, so it shows or brings forth the most watched videos. And because people are looking for information most of the time that can develop them, that is positive in a way, so these videos that were positive were popping up as the first front videos. YouTube started strategically to change that. Around 2006-07, they start to strategically begin to change that, because strategically, again, 2006-07, YouTube was so positive in a way that information that was positive, people were drawn to it, in spite though there was wicked people rising up with their wicked intentions. So YouTube started to realize this. What does YouTube do? YouTube now started to strategically design themselves to put the negative information that is coming from negative people, obnoxious videos that have no value at all towards humanity and the way people behave. They strategically design it to put those videos first. And anything that was good, that could show good things that are positive in a way that transforms people's lives were starting now to be hidden. It was hard to find this information, but it was very, very easy to come across some witch, some sorcerer, some person who wants to inaugurate, to initiate people into some witchcraft thing because you are looking for riches. So if you can easily find riches, come to me. People were trying to boast in their strength that we are good money makers and we can teach money. They started to be on the front of YouTube. Other social media started to target children in a way that the targeting of children, they started to target them to promote their negative nature. Why? Because most of their watched celebrities have turned into witches and sorcerers who are running around with music. Because most of the musicians in Africa were almost sorcerers. Most of them were witches. Yeah, they are witches because they were on a mandate to literally sacrifice everything they have for the sake of money and also to promote themselves. So they started to promote pride, arrogance, and they started also to prostitute the woman, turn her into an instrument of sexual immorality. This is where now they are showing a woman bending. Sisters were turned into prostitutes. It was a mandate. So the more you turn your sisters into prostitutes, the more your videos are always on the top, played most in your time or most of the time in your country on media, radio, plays the negative stuff. Not the positive stuff. Go on YouTube. Also, strategically, those who had negative information, it was put on the front. Now, 2006, around 2006, 2007, 2008, there was a breakthrough that happened all over, mostly in America. We saw many groups of people rising up in the messianic type of movement. The messianic type of movement rose around 2006, 2008, 2009. And people started now to start to be move into the messianic move where they acknowledge the Messiah as a Hebrew Jewish Messiah. This movement of the messianic movement that brought forth Yeshua as a Messiah and starting to renounce the Jesus who was a Greek, exposing his lies through the Greek kind of description of the Messiah in the Bible, showing the lies and getting rid of the lies, people turning to the Messiah who is a Hebrew. Here we see a breakthrough of teaching people how to blow the horn, the trumpet. It was a breakthrough around 2006, 2007, 2008. We start to see people wearing tallits, desiring to wear tallits with the four corners, with the Hebrew name of God, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. People have broken through this, the understanding of this, the teaching of this. The hunger and the passion broke through. During 2006, 2007, 2008, this Hebrew messianic Jewish kind of teaching came under conflict and testing. 2009, we see Obama rise up as a president. Now, by this time, many of the African churches...
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo. God's Quota will celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.